We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are talking basketball with one of my favorite guys to talk basketball with. He is the founder of HoopsCritic.com. You can hear him on your XM Sirius NBA radio. You can see him on NBA TV. Love talking hoops with Brian Geltzeiler here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? How we doing? Always a pleasure, Damon. How's everything with you, buddy?
Excellent. Thank you very, very much. Warriors had a couple ping pong balls sort of bounce their way. Well, really one bounced their way because they did get that Minnesota pick. 7-14. What do you think Bob Myers is thinking of? Is he thinking of two picks? Is he thinking of making a move? Is he thinking of making a deal? What do you think of these Warriors draft picks?
Well, he's got assets, and he certainly has in a very good draft. He has two lottery picks. Now, Grant, one mid-lottery, one late-lottery. He doesn't have an early lottery pick, but it's nonetheless still two lottery picks that he has in what is a very good draft. So Bob Myers is sitting on a good little poker hand here. The question is going to be about who is available on the trade market. He's not going to do a trade just to do a trade. And we know this about picks, guys. We know that picks have more value before you select the player than after you select the player. The option, that choice, carries more value. I happen to love the Warriors at 7 here, and I don't think they have to press to make a trade at 7. There's a player that I think is likely to be available at 7 that I think is a wonderful fit for this basketball team, and to me is an NBA-ready guy, steps on the floor and can play 30, 32 minutes for you and be very productive from day one, and that's Davion Mitchell out of Baylor. He is a really good two-way player. He can guard on an NBA level right now. He is a legit scorer. Even though he's not huge in terms of size for a two guard, he's big enough that he can defend wings very well. He's strong as an ox out there. I love the player because I feel like I know people think, hey, moving Klay Thompson to the three spot, but they're really both wings. It's not where Klay's always played. The bottom line is this: getting someone who can defend on the wing and maybe take a little pressure off Klay there, I think could be very helpful. And Mitchell's a guy that can totally contribute immediately. So, listen, I think 14 may be more in play to shore up the bench a little bit than I think 7 is. I think they're really going to have an excellent player on the board for the Warriors to create that 7 pick. Because to me, Mitchell's the kind of guy that can come in and make an immediate contribution. I think the first 5, I wouldn't say etched in stone, but it's probably close. And it really, I don't think Mitchell's is OKC's type of player at 6. I think that'll end up being Scotty Barnes. Mitchell sitting there for the Warriors at 7. If that's the guy they get, you can be very happy with him.
When you say that 1 through 5 are set in stone, are you essentially ruling out the possibility that, for example, Orlando would take 5 and 8 and be able to move up? Do you think not only are the players set in stone, but that the teams are set in stone on taking those players?
Great question, Ray. No, I think the players, I think it'd go in any order. Listen, Cunningham's going to be the first pick. That, to me, is the only one in terms of positioning that's set in stone. But by the time we get to the 6th pick, Cunningham, Suggs, Mobley, Kuminga, and Jalen Green will be off the board in any particular order. So those 5 will be gone. So that's what I mean by set in stone for those 5. But we could have any order there. Cunningham is going to be the number 1 pick. I mean, it would be silly of Detroit to go in any other direction, and he becomes a major building block for them. But, you know, Houston at 2 is interesting, with what they do. You have Christian Wood, who's a young player, and they only have him signed 2 more years. Is having him and Mobley somewhat redundant? Is Wood that much of a building block that you pass on a Mobley and you go get a Jalen Suggs or a Jalen Green? Those are larger questions here about what order those guys go.
On the Cunningham thing, we just played a soundbite of Jonathan Givony on Zach Lowe's podcast saying that Detroit would consider trading the number one pick to the Warriors for a package of James Wiseman and the two draft picks this year. Does that sound at all realistic to you? And in general, do you think Detroit will listen to trade talks at all?
I don't. Listen, an offer like that, you have to look at. Are the Warriors going to offer that? I'm not sure. Listen, I know this. The Warriors weren't thrilled with some things with James Wiseman this year. And we saw, you know, the NBA is constantly evolving. And we just saw something in this Utah Clippers series where the defensive player of the year was marginalized, essentially, because he wasn't good enough on the perimeter. So there's almost a diminishing value of fives that continues. And that's Wiseman's future. So you could see something like that in terms of the Warriors. If I'm Detroit and I have Jeremy Grant on my team and I just had the year that they had out of Sadiq Bey, I think I want to go get Cade Cunningham and build with these athletic wing guys. Like, that's the way the league is right now. The teams that are having the most success are the ones that are doing that. So, to me, that would be my route. With that said, if you like who you're going to get at seven, listen, you know, I already gave you the Reggie the Riot Act and how much I love Mitchell. If you like who you're going to get at seven, you think there's value at 14 and you're sold on Wiseman, I could see that, but to me, if I'm Detroit, be real careful trading the number one pick, overall pick, for whatever you're going to get. That's the type of stuff that gets executives fired.
Longtime basketball buddy of the show, Brian Geltzeiler, here on 95.7 The Game. All draft talk aside, we got actual games happening here. The playoffs have left us with as wide open a Final Four as we've seen in the NBA in a long time. Well, that was before we saw the Final Four get playing here. I'll give Milwaukee a puncher's chance still, although Trae Young was wildly impressive last night. I think I'm ready, Brian, for the Clippers to roll over and die. I can never get behind a team that doesn't play well until they're down 0-2.
Well, Damon, I'm going to be fair about it. First of all, both of those games were gettable. And I thought they played very well in game two. I just thought that, you know, save for two free throws from Paul George and some poor execution down the stretch, it's a game that they absolutely should have won. And listen, I don't know that they're going to roll over, but you don't love the fact that each of the two games without Chris Paul, and they're getting Chris Paul back. Like, you had to get one of them if you were going to have a chance to win the series. And a lot of it lies in Paul George's shot selection. You're asking him to do an awful lot. And, you know, listen, the best game he played in the playoffs was that game five. But in game six, Clippers played their best game. In game six of the Utah series, Terrence Mann had 39. But George needs another guy to do that with him. And I don't know that that's going to happen for them. They'll play hard. And they certainly will. And Ty Lue has done, considering they haven't had Kawhi Leonard here, considering they haven't had Serge Ibaka, which everybody forgets, it's supposed to be a very important part of what they're going to do in the playoffs. The Clippers have done a pretty good job here. Ty Lue's done a nice job. With that said, just all the stars are aligned for the team. Devin Booker has risen to be the star of stars in the league right now. And DeAndre Ayton is such an athletic big. What I find interesting, guys, we all do backflips for Gobert and how good he is defensively. And it's all true that DeAndre Ayton's athleticism has been much more of a challenge for the Clippers than worrying about dealing with Rudy Gobert defensively. And I think that says something to who Ayton has become in this.
Do you see, what chance do you give of the Eastern Conference not going seven? Because I guess when I'm looking at it, I see flaws in both teams that the other team can exploit and drag that out basically all the way. Is that a reasonable assessment, or do you think somebody's going to take command and turn that into a blowout?
I think if this is going to be Atlanta series, it's going to be because it extends long. I think Milwaukee's very talented and it's going to win some games. With that said, we're back to a spot that we continue to see in with the Bucks, which is Mike Budenholzer being stubborn about what he believes in and not adjusting on the fly. He got to track Trae Young. When Trae Young's on fire like that, he's killing you in the paint with the floaters and he's getting assists on the lobs and he's draining threes. When Trae Young's playing like that, the trap is falling. Let someone else beat you. And they may beat you. It may be Herder, it may be Gallo, it may be Bogdanovich or Collins or one of them. But let one of those guys beat you. And that, to me, is what I worry about a little bit with Milwaukee. It's the team, and a year in and year out, it's the same thing with Budenholzer. And I like Mike Budenholzer. He's a very good coach. But when it comes to adjusting on the fly, personnel-wise, scheme-wise, he's a little slow on the uptake. And last night was a night where, you know, by the time you hit, like, mid-third quarter, early fourth quarter, you knew it was Young's night. The ball out of his hands, trap him. And Nate, there was none of that last night. So interested to see how Budenholzer adjusts here in game two. will win at least two games of this series on talent. They could, frankly, go win four in a row because they're that much more talented than the Hawks. But the Hawks are playing at a high level right now. They're playing together. They're defending better than I ever thought they could.
At Hoops Critic.
I absolutely give a chance.
Brian Geltzeiler here on 95.7 The Game. Great to catch up with you, man. Thank you so very much.
Always my pleasure, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Indeed. Brian Geltzeiler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.